Please open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2. I'm going to begin reading at verse 7 and continue reading through verse 12. Matthew chapter 2, beginning with verse 7. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. On this occasion, these three men, which is commonly called the Magi, they had an encounter with Jesus. They came from a long distance for the purpose of having an encounter with Jesus. And because when they saw him, they realized how special he was, of course. And being warned in the dream that they did not need to go back the way they came, which would have been through Jerusalem and to Herod, they went home by another way. Their being with Jesus made a tremendous change in their lives. You know, when I think about this scripture, I think about the fact that maybe we too need to have an encounter with Jesus that will cause us to change our lives. And all of us here have. As Christians, we have had an encounter with Jesus. I'm convinced that we need to have an encounter with Jesus so that we can walk and talk in another way. We need to have that kind of change. You know, this morning in the sermon, I talked a lot about the change that comes from being a Christian. I guess you might say this is sort of maybe an ancillary lesson to what we talked about this morning. But we need to have that kind of encounter. Our encounter with Jesus begins with our conversion. You know, our encounter with Jesus is not some miraculous, out-of-body experience that causes us to go lurching and jerking around and talking gibberish and losing control of ourselves. All of those things was brought on by man hundreds of years later. And this activity is foreign to anything that comes from the Bible. Our encounter with Jesus begins when we become a child of God. And when that happens, two things has happened to us. Number one, we received the forgiveness of our sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. This happened on the day of Pentecost for the very first time in Acts chapter 2. And in verse 38, Peter responded to the question of the thousands of people who realized that they had been convicted. They realized that they were guilty of what Peter was talking about. And they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And so Peter answered them and said, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." That was a change that took place on the day that they encountered Jesus. We become a changed person when we encounter Jesus. It means that we no longer walk after the world or the lust of the world. You know, Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." And then Paul tells us in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 2 that as Christians we should set our mind on things above and not on things on the earth. In other words, there has to be a change when we encounter Jesus. You know, one of the great things about the first century church was that when the people became Christians, there was a great change in their lives. The church was very different from anything the world had ever seen because it was not worldly. The church grew rapidly. And this is true, and they didn't have a book to go by, but they knew the man. Now today, we have the book, but do we know the man? We cannot know the man the way they knew the man. Most of those people that Peter was speaking to knew who Jesus was. They may have seen him on the streets. They may have even witnessed him on the cross. So they knew exactly who he was. They had seen him. They realized that they were guilty in putting him to death. You know, to know this man is to encounter him, is to have an encounter with him. And when this happens, you will find yourself going through life in a different way, just as the Magi went home a different way because they had had an encounter with Jesus. We will find ourselves being different from what we were because we have experienced an encounter with Jesus. Because this type of encounter, it changes lives. We can go back and look throughout the scripture and some of the examples that people had because they had an encounter with Jesus. For example, we have Zacchaeus. In Luke chapter 19, little Zacchaeus. Now, I don't know how little he was. He obviously couldn't look over the people's heads in the crowd. And we know the story that he climbed up in the sycamore tree so that he could see Jesus. And while he was up there in this tree, something happened to him. Now, a little background about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was one of those dreaded people, like the people we have to deal with every year before April the 15th. He was a tax collector. And most tax collectors of that day were dishonest thieves. And obviously, as we see Zacchaeus' story unfold, he was dishonest as well. But then, the most incredible thing happened to Zacchaeus. He had a Jesus encounter. Jesus saw him up in that tree. He called him down and he went to his house. He said, "Come down because I will be staying with you today." And Jesus made such an impression on him that it caused Zacchaeus to change. We read in Luke 19, Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." He had made a change. And when Jesus saw that, his response to Zacchaeus was this: "Today, salvation has come to this house. Because you have come in contact with me, your life has changed. You're no longer the dishonest thief because you're wanting to give back what you have taken and even more." Isn't that a wonderful thing? The change for Zacchaeus because he had encountered Jesus. I think about the Samaritan woman that we read about in John chapter 4, verses 1 through 42. The woman at the well. Now, she is no doubt one that we would call a woman of the world. She lived a very loose, immoral life. But then she had an encounter with Jesus. It all started by him asking her for a drink, which was an unusual thing, her being a Samaritan and him being a Jew, the fact that they would even speak to one another. So that's where it all began. It ended with her telling her life story and then letting her know that he was the promised Messiah. And at that point in time, this Samaritan woman had her encounter with Jesus. And it says in verse 28 that she left her water pot. She went her way into the city and said to the men, "Come and see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" And they went out of the city and came to see him. And because she did this, because of her testimony, many people believed his word and followed Jesus. The Jesus encounter. It's a powerful thing. Then I think about Simon Peter. In Luke chapter 5, first 11 verses, Peter's encounter with Jesus changed him from a catcher of fish to a catcher of men. We find Peter fishing on the lake of Gennesaret. He and his partners had fished all night long and had caught absolutely nothing. But something is about to happen. Peter is about to have an encounter with Jesus. Jesus looks at Simon in verse 4 through 6 and he says to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets was breaking. But here's the moving part. Peter realized that he was dealing with someone of great power and great importance. And in verse 8, Simon Peter, when he saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees and said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at that catch of fish which they had taken. And also there were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." And when they had brought their boats to the land, they forsook all and followed him. The Jesus encounter changed their lives forever. There are so many other examples in the Bible where people came in contact with Jesus and encountered Jesus in a marvelous way. But these are three great examples of people whose lives were changed forever when they had their encounter with Jesus. The changes that come, of course, are from knowing Christ. You know, when the Bible speaks of conversion and daily Christian living, it's talking about change. It's talking about a change of attitude. It's talking about a change of heart. It's talking about a change of words. It's talking about a change of action. All of this is involved in knowing Christ. You know, and unusually when we look back on our conversion, we think about going into the water, coming up out of the water, and having our sins forgiven. But do we really see that as a beginning? A lot of people see this as an end. I have done what Jesus said to do, therefore I'm okay. But really, it's just the beginning. The encounter with Jesus has just begun. Your life has changed forever. It is now a process of growth, a process of building your faith and your determination and your love for your Lord. It is a process of transformation from what you were to what God wants you to be. You know, we are to learn to grow together as a church. And when we do this, we will be able to have that encounter with Jesus. I dare say that we have baptized believers in this world today who have never really had an encounter with Jesus, because they don't understand that it is a lifelong thing and not just a one-time event. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 14, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning and the craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up in all things unto him who is the head, Christ. From within the whole body, jointed and knit together by what every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. If you're going to have an encounter with Jesus, it means that you are going to do exactly what Paul has said here. You're going to take the part that you have, the ability that you have, and you're going to use it for his purpose and for his glory. As I said, too many Christians only experience the forgiveness of sin, but they never really change their lives. And by the same token, too many people also will change their lives for the sake of religion, but they do not have forgiveness of sin because they have not obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. One final thought. Whether you have or whether you have not had your Jesus encounter, you will. Everyone from Adam to the last one that draws breath on this earth will have an encounter with Jesus. And they will stand before him in judgment for the final encounter. Are you prepared for that? We need to have our encounter with him today. Learn to love him today. Learn to be faithful to him today. Learn to serve him today. Because that last encounter could be detrimental to our souls. So tonight, if you're not a Christian, obey him today. Tonight, if you are a Christian that have left him, come back to him today. Have an encounter with him now that can bring your soul in harmony with him and with the Father. Tonight, if you need to respond to the invitation, please come while we stand and sing.